Want to do the Malort challenge for fun and prizes? Oh. Yay! No. We haven't done it for a long time. No. Malort challenge. Here we go. All right. It's much like Family Feud. I have the top 10 answers on the board, okay? 1-800-955-5567. You call up, and I'll pair you with somebody on the show. And if you get the answer correct, you win a prize. If you miss the answer, you don't guess correctly, then the person on the show you're associated with has to do a shot of this horrible, horrible, horrible liquor.
And very sadly, Frank has a point of pouring shots that are really big.
Yeah, we don't.
Well, it's these weird shot glasses. Well, there's an illusion.
They're like double shot glasses.
It'll cover the bottom.
Yeah.
Just cover the bottom.
You're good at that.
Last how many times you said that to me? Just cover the bottom.
I don't remember nothing. Thank God.
Oh, you remember it all. I turned her.
Gay.
I did. I turned her gay. She couldn't have another man after me. She's like, any other man will be a disappointment. I'm going to switch to ladies.
So really, we both turned women gay. Because I turned my high school girlfriend gay because I was so bad.
Mm-hmm.
She went to the other side.
She turned you gay. She's so bad.
Stop it. Oh, just poor.
Just poor. All right, here is the category here, the topic. It's the most fun states in America.
Fun is sort of a general word.
We all right. Need some more information.
I'll give you the criteria. You have a breakdown. Says, they ranked all 50 states from the most fun to the least fun. And we're only looking for the most fun.
Okay.
The factors include number of attractions, weather, amusement parks, beaches, beer and wine prices, movie prices, concerts, theaters, and casinos.
So if beaches is in there, the landlocked states, which is most of them, sorry, Wyoming.
A lot of places have lake beaches.
Little lake beaches, okay. Right. Like Indiana's got Brookville Lake. What's more fun than that?
Well, they're on the Great Lake. Okay.
But it's not.
Okay.
All right, so here we go. The Malort Challenge, the most fun states in America. This first round is just internally, and since Heidi hates this drink the most, we'll go to Heidi first, because all 10 answers are still on the board.
I mean, Disneyland.
Oh, you're going.
Beaches.
Okay.
I mean, it's expensive, but please, sweet baby Jesus, California.
You would think we have to be number one, probably. We should be, right?
Frosty.
With all the things to do.
Frosty.
Here. People come here on vacation.
California.
It's gotta be number one.
No, not in the top 10 of most fun states.
Wait a minute. What?
No, oh, sorry,
no,
Heidi.
No.
I mean, great guess. I thought so too.
Ah, bad tipa.
There you go.
I don't know.
She's speaking in tongues.
Oh, no.
How could it not be in the top 10? You sure your list isn't upside down?
I'm parks,
sure.
Casinos, Disneyland,
well, if Utah's number one or something, this list is crap.
I'm sure it's 11.
Sorry,
just
Heidi.
Didn't make it in. Lisa's like cheering in there. She's like, woohoo! That means they're all still 10 on the board.
That's right.
Wouldn't we all have guessed California, though, if Heidi hadn't?
Right.
That's the state.
Let me pour one for the next. You ready?
No!
Down it!
Aw.
Malort.
My nose is going to eat.
Oh, the salivation has begun. For some reason, it kicks your salivary glands into high gear. And just blah, 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 blah. All right, Lisa, as Heidi tries to recoup from her shot of Malort, all 10 answers still on the board looking for the most fun states in America.
I'm going to go with Florida.
Going to Florida. No. Sorry.
Oh, man.
This list is garbage.
Frank gets these lists from some weird-ass place. They're never normal lists.
English
they
is a second language.
Sense.
There's a translation problem.
Take this.
Because if California and Florida's not in the top 10.
That's where people go.
Right.
I think you guys concentrated on the criteria of amusement parks and beaches too much.
Weather.
I mean, there's a lot of other things
weather.
Like movie prices.
What else is there to do?
Beer and wine prices. I mean, out here, you drink beer and wine, you go to a bar or club or something. Mm. Out in Indiana, you can go, and it's $2.
I know.
And that's not even happy hour.
Yeah.
So I'm saying that makes it
the
more
beaches
fun.
And amusement parks,
yeah, people are always going to Indiana to vacation. Let's spend our
there was 22 different criteria for fun.
I wrote them all down.
You're only concentrating on two.
That's why I have one in the top 10, because I'm concentrating on several. Thank you.
All right, since Sammy's not here, then I guess Frosty is next.
Based on the criteria, somewhere in the top 10, you'll find the amazing rectangular state known as Colorado.
Yes, yay! Colorado was actually number three.
There you go.
Not an amusement park inside, I bet.
There are.
Or
there,
they have Estes. What's that little
right
park downtown
Denver?
What
yeah.
about you? With the roller coaster and everything. Estes
yeah.
Park?
No, it's that's the ski area.
That's the ski area.
Elitch Gardens.
Elitch Gardens. Yes, they have that and an aquarium now.
They do.
So fun.
All right. Let's see, Eric. I guess you're up next. Looking for the top nine answers still on the board. Most fun states in America.
First of all, Lisa has not taken her shot, and Lisa. She thought she got away with it.
I did the shot. It's on video.
Oh, she did it.
I did it, Eric.
We didn't get to hear the audio.
It was silent torture.
All right, go ahead.
Well, I am going to go with Hawaii.
Ooh.
Going with Hawaii. Yes.
Yes.
Number 10.
Of course, I always forget that's a state.
And really, as far as beaches, there's beaches all around every piece of Hawaii.
Pretty much.
So it gets lots of beach
points.
It's
all beach. All right, so now it's up to me. I have all the answers, though, but it's time to take some calls and start pairing you with people. So let's see. The first one through was Euler.
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 Hey, good morning, guys.
All right, Euler. It's me and you. So if you guess correctly, you win a prize. If you miss, I have to drink a shot of Malort. So looking for the most fun states in America. Top eight answers still on the board.
All right, how about New York?
New York, New York, yes, right. New York's in there.
New York's in there.
If they made it, we should make it.
It's number five on the list, so you won a prize. I'm going to give you tickets to see Steel Pulse with the Wailers at the Pacific Amphitheater Saturday, July 8th.
Cool, thanks.
You're going to love that, Euler. Stay at home.
I wouldn't describe New York as fun. Not if you're from here.
I mean, it's expensive.
It is expensive.
All right.
Beaches suck. Weather sucks.
It would be
Derek. People, not so fun.
Derek, you are paired up with Heidi Hamilton, Derek.
Baby.
Awesome.
All right, Derek, top seven answers still on the board. Looking for the most fun states in America.
Let's go with Texas.
Texas! No.
You do know that you were playing for a really big prize, right? You didn't even try. You were like, let me think about it.
Texas got beaches. Padre Island. I mean, they got
Texans like their state.
I was going to say Michigan, but I knew that wasn't going to be on there.
No, actually, no.
Texans like Texas for some weird reason, so they probably would.
All right, here's Heidi's second shot.
Heidi.
Third shot of Malort since our guest Andrew Santino came in.
Watch television tonight, kids. I'll be able.
Oh, you're fine.
Don't everybody stare at me.
Just drink it.
We'll be able to spot a slight slur on Dish Nation, I can tell.
Tonight, 6:30 on Fox. Watch Heidi pass out live on the air.
And she's not even done with the game yet. Might be four before we're done.
No, I series my tops. It's my contract. Well.
It's her contract. Oh, my God. That was a violent retch.
Oh,
right?
It came out. Out of the cave.
Is it going all the way out? Is it coming all the way up? What'd you eat for breakfast? Or we'll be find out in a second. All right.
Well, she only had 2.5 because half came out.
Top seven answers still on the board. And who's going to be paired up with Lisa? It's David. Hello, David.
Hi, how you doing?
Hey, David.
Turn your radio down, David. Is it down?
Okay, I got you.
Yep. No, you don't. If you were here, where would you be?
Look at me. Do I look
happy? She's like falling out of a chair, holding a wastebasket to her mouth.
It's not my best day. Yeah,
indeed, that's for sure.
Cradling a wastebasket. Yeah. You made the big time, baby.
I have a broadcast journalism degree.
Just said yesterday she was in her vacation home, and today she's here.
I was going to be the next James.
Oh, I'd hate it here, too.
Back in Hollywood, like most stars, you're ready to vomit into something.
All right, David. Looking for top seven answers on the board. You're paired up with Lisa for the most fun states in America.
Louisiana.
Ooh,
Louisiana.
Good
guess. Yes, yeah. Louisiana.
Oh, all because God. Of New Orleans, I guess?
Yes, Louisiana.
Oh, come on.
So you.
Thank
wait,
you,
they're miserable there. I lived there and worked there. It's a miserable place. Miserable.
You're also going to see Steel Pulse in the Wailers Pacific Amphitheater Saturday, July 8th. There you go.
Awesome. Thank you.
Stay on
I
home.
Think New Orleans skewed the results.
Well, of course. It's not skewed.
Well,
that is the
result. City. The rest of the state is pretty miserable. It's horrible.
A lot of beaches.
I mean, Natchitoches is awesome.
And cheap beer, right?
So and hurricanes.
I think he's on hold. Let's go to Tracy. Hello, Tracy.
Hey, how are you?
All right, six answers left on the board. You're paired with Frosty.
How about Nevada?
Nevada.
He's gotta be, he's gotta be, he's gotta be. Yes, yes, yes.
Number one answer.
Yay! Casinos, brothels.
All right.
Beaches.
You are going to see Steel Pulse and Common Kings at the Pacific Amphitheater on Sunday, July 9th, okay?
Cool.
There you go, Stan.
And drinks are cheap there. They had to help Nevada.
Probably. Yay. Let's go to George. George, Jew, and Eric.
Hey, Frank. Let's do this, Eric.
Come on, George.
We got five answers, top five answers left on the board. Most fun states in America.
I'm going to go with New Jersey.
Ooh, good, 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 good.
New Jersey. No.
That was good, too.
Bad, 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 George.
Sorry.
That would have the casinos closed down there.
Are they?
The boardwalk got ripped up by the hurricane, no, so
maybe.
What's
Atlantic Eric? City.
Is this Eric's first shot?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, about time.
Oh, no.
There you go.
Come on, them pussy shots.
Ugh, this is big.
I just done 2.5, man.
Three.
Oh God.
No, you puked up half. Yeah. Okay, there we go. Been a while, huh? Forgot what it tastes like?
Doesn't it get better? No. Yep.
It never gets better.
No.
I'm going to pass out.
All right.
He's disappeared.
All right, here's John. Before. John, you're playing with me.
All right.
Five answers on the board, John. Give it to me. Most fun states in America.
Viking can say Oregon.
Oregon. Yes.
Really?
Woo-hoo. That was number seven. So you, my friend, are going to see Steel Pulse and Comic Kings on Sunday, July 9th, Pacific Amphitheater.
Cool.
Thank you. Stay on hold. And that's the game. All right. So here are all the answers. Nevada was number one. South Dakota, number two. Number three was Colorado. Number four was North Dakota. Then New York, Wyoming, Oregon, Louisiana, Montana, and Hawaii. That's the most fun states in America.
What the hell is fun in the Dakotas? You ever been to the Badlands? Fun.
I think it's cheap drinks.
Oh, okay. That's the only they have.
Strip bars. You all right, Eric?
No.
I lost consciousness for a minute.
Yeah, I know.
I went cross-eyed and I couldn't see.
Oh, yeah.
It got bad for a minute there.
It's poison. It's poison. We're being poisoned.
Oh. Think it's more fun getting drunk in the summer or winter?
I'm not playing another game.
Winner. Oh, is this for a shot?
Winner's the right answer. Frosty got the drink. Everyone else lost you. So you should have played, Heidi. You could have shouted something out, but you didn't. Yeah. One time you don't shout something out. Getting drunk, 86% say it's better in the summer.
Well, it's easier, I guess, because when it's hot, you know, you can have a couple drinks, and you're like, wow, I'm, like, tired.
I remember drinking in the winter. I mean, back in Indiana, when there was, you'd go to someone's heated garage or something, and that's all you had to do.
That's
you couldn't
thing.
Go outside, so you had to stay inside and drink.
And that's why it was fun, because there was no other option. That's why it's struggling with winter. But.
Right.
But no, getting drunk in the summer, and the summer is upon us. So it was a good time this weekend. Awfully hot. I was going to try to drink on Sunday, but it was so hot, I was like, okay, I got to drink.
Hangovers are worse in the heat, though. Right? You get a bad hangover the next day, and it's hot. No, thank you.
Yeah.
No one.
That's what I said.
Cold.
My AC, my electricity went out yesterday at 1 in the afternoon on a Sunday, and you're like, okay.
Was it out? Did you have a rolling blackout, maybe?
Well, I went on LADWP, and there was an issue in my neighborhood, I guess, that affected like over 400 people. Yeah. There was like five blocks that were completely out.
Well, thanks for conserving involuntarily, like, sort of. So the rest of us could have our AC.
I guess I shouldn't have done laundry yesterday at noon. You're not supposed to do laundry in the middle of the day. I was like, it's Sunday. I'm doing
it. I forgot to. I did the same thing. Oops. Sorry.
Yeah.
Probably knocked your block
out. Yeah, I was
out.
Doing laundry, too.
Oops.
Nipsey. I forgot. What am I going to do? Hang clothes on the line?
What do you mean?
Line.
I wasn't doing laundry. My woman was.
Oh, okay.
As it should be. Yeah, see, I've got two women. Damn it. I'm still doing laundry. Damn it.
Are you drunk?
Maybe.
Because that was the ramblings of a drunk woman.
I know.
No, I've had no food.
You've had no food?
No. I've had no food.
I heard breakfast is the most important meal. Why are you skipping it?
Well, I guess I drank it. Mort's probably got something in there that's good for you. No? Nothing?
We whip you up some eggs.
She's wasted. Look at her.
I'm not whipping. I'm not eating anything you're whipping
I'm sure there's something in the fridge I can whip you up.
No.
You chose not to eat breakfast this morning?
No, I usually eat a little bit later.
She didn't count on drinking.
It's called lunch, but why not breakfast?
When we have a little break here in a minute, I'll
But you better something. Eat something. You got a couple hard-boiled eggs and some grapes I see over here.
That doesn't sound good to me at all
eat,
right
eat
now.
A hard-boiled egg right now.
No,
you need greasy
and chase
stuff
it with Malort.
She's had food. She needs greasy breakfast.
No, I'm on Cool Hand Luke over here. Eat those two eggs and a shot of Malort in 5 minutes.
Now I need somebody to go get me a
You need like a greasy omelet.
Abbott Burger, are you listening? I need like a nice, I need a burger and some fries. Come on,
you're there, are you?
Yeah. She's already there. Mm. Maybe it's a good idea that she did miss the drinking show. She's lightweight now. What happened to your, is your liver shot?
My liver shot.
You in line for a transplant or something?
Mm-hmm. Yep. I'm like way down on the list because I'm not super famous.
And you're, I mean, don't take this the wrong way, but you're getting up there in years. Right. And so as you get older, it's harder to, you know.
So, still doing a bottle of wine every night?
Yeah.
I heard wine has a lot of insect parts in it and rat hairs because, like, the vines and stuff and the wine, it's like all the bugs that are on it. You can't really take all the bugs off the grapes.
That's why you should strain it before you drink it.
Keep talking. Keep
so,
talking.
So, yeah, it's just nothing but just, yeah.
Keep
bug parts and rat hairs.
Strain your wine.
Good though. Lisa May, what's going on in traffic right now?
Traffic report is brought to you by